you talk about the old heart, erase it a little bit down those last few seconds there, dodging all those three-pointers, because some of those looked pretty good.
Yeah, they did. And, you know, anytime, you know, Brennan gets the ball in his hand, you think it's going in. He creates so much space with a step back. He gets to his 2 feet pretty quick, and he elevates up over the top of most people anyway. So I thought Blaine just did a super job tonight, you know, guarding him. I thought Jace did a great job on him. I thought Isaac did. Because you know we wanted to limit his touches. You know, he's a great ball player, and if we could limit his touches, it was going to give us a better chance. You know, anytime you can face guard a guy and try to cut down his touches, like I said, it hurts you to get in a rhythm sometimes. And I thought those guys did an outstanding job. But yeah, those two threes that went up there, said when in doubt, you got to run through the elevator door sometimes because they close on you pretty fast. And you know, if we foul coming through the elevator, at least they're only shooting 2 free throws. So I thought those guys did a great job scrambling on that second three and really getting out there and guarding it.
Well, you know, you're down. You got that 8-0 run there by Lawson Bailey. You got that three-pointer right at the end of the first quarter, and then all of a sudden Goodland comes out with a lot of momentum, the first 12 points, and you find yourselves from up 5 down 7 quickly there. And then all of a sudden it was kind of – you guys were able to kind of bounce back there, even though you didn't have the lead at the break. There's some tough breaks there late second quarter. But down 4, I know you had to feel pretty good where you were at going into the locker room.
Yeah, we had it to 1 there, and then we foul on the pass 3-looking thing. And that was probably our biggest, you know, issue with Brennan is you know, that shot fake off after the step back. We went flying out there on it a couple of times, and he put us in some trouble, and we fouled him. But, you know, going in at down 4 at half was big. I thought it was big for our confidence just because, like you said, we were down 7 or whatever it was, and we kind of chipped away at it. Made some really good plays. You know, I thought Sawyer was big in that quarter. You know, he knocked down some free throws. He got to the bucket. And, you know, so I thought a lot of guys did a lot of good things tonight.
You know, you mentioned Sawyer. He was the last guy to shoot free throws for you coming into tonight. He had the last free throws there at Cimarron. You guys didn't attempt any, but it was good to see him continue that. But you mentioned him, and, he kind of had to battle some tough foul trouble all night. But I thought, you know, Harrison was aggressive. Even though he only scored 4, he was aggressive there. But, boy, Gus Hawkins, he was a workhorse down there in that second half. I had him for 12 and 11 of those in the second half.
Yeah, he's a big old target down there. And, you know, once we get a little better at reading backside defenders, that's going to really help out the backside shooters. So they send a lot of help from that backside a lot of times, and he does a pretty good job of catching it and coming down, you know, in his tracks so that he doesn't lean forward and pick up a charge. I think a lot of guys try to slide underneath of him, and, you know, he's pretty aware now, you know, as the season's progressed, that people are going to slide in and try to draw a charge on him. He does a good job of planting his feet and going straight up and not leaning forward. So he was big for us. Like you said, Lawson was big for us. There was a number of guys that just did a little here, little there. You know, Harrison was aggressive going to the basket. You know, Blaine, we didn't need Blaine to do anything offensively tonight. You know, his job was you know, to guard Brumbaugh, and he did an outstanding job on that. And, you know, Carter's touches were not as many as we probably would have liked, but, you know, he made some of them count down there that were big. And, you know, just like, you know, a lot of our guys, and coming off that Colby game, you know, there's just you need some confidence somewhere, and you know, you got to go out and make that happen and create your own confidence. And I thought these guys did that tonight. You know, as it got late in the game, it got a little dicey. Had a couple turnovers, which I don't know how many travels were called tonight, but it was a bunch. So we got to be smarter with the ball right there. We've got to meet passes and not be so loose with it. So all those little bitty things add up. And in a game like this, it could have been, you know, a difference maker. So we made enough plays down the stretch, and really proud of those guys.
Well, you get a bigger road victory here tonight, and then you get to come back home on Thursday night, and you'll be taking on the Cimarron Blue Jays. And Cimarron had Southwestern Heights tonight. But opportunity to get to back-to-back wins and get a lot of momentum as you head into Substate next week.
Yeah, it is. You know, every game's an opportunity to get better, regardless if you're on game 20 or game 2. You know, you continuously learn from mistakes, from success, and continue to, you know, put in the work and get better. So, yeah, we've got a really tough task. You know, Cimarron's a good team, and then, you know, looking forward to Lakin, you know, extremely good. So we've got to be able to put some things in this week in order to prepare for that, you know. But, you know, again, tonight was fun. You know, it was up and down, just like basketball is supposed to be. You know, it was exciting. And, you know, our guys made the plays when it counted. But headed back home and get ready for Cimarron. So hopefully we're, you know, it'd be nice to string two wins together.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, and then you can pull off the upset next week, and then you got yourself a winning streak
right? Yeah, right? That's what they call a winning streak. That's for sure. Let's do it.
Thank you, Major League. Coach Brian Gentry joining us here post-game. Beavers with a big road victory here, 44-41. Congratulations. We'll talk to you a few more times here this week.
All right. Thanks, Dorn.